made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/ Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And it's great to be with you. You are listening to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for taking a moment to listen to the show. However long you're going to stay, we'll be here for a little while longer today with my guest, Tracy Kreider, who is a senior national product educator for Country Life Vitamins. And we're talking about the information that's put on different products, in particular here, natural food products in generally, but more specifically, let's say dietary supplements as an example. And the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is responsible for assuring that foods that are sold in the United States are safe, wholesome, and properly labeled. And so when you see a company such as Country Life, and you'll see different pieces of information on their labels about the product, generally and specifically, it would behoove the consumer to know what these things mean. And there's a difference between labeling information and certification information that could be put on a product like a dietary supplement. The example that Tracy was using, which is a good one, is this business of gluten-free. That's a label that appears a lot these days. I said, I'm surprised it's not even on toilet paper. You'll find it on products where it has no meaning. That's one thing. But if you have a certification piece of information on a product like such as Country Life and their supplements, supplement products, you'll see a certification, certified gluten-free stamp or piece of information on the label. That is different than saying gluten-free, as Tracy was explaining. 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. And I've said this for years, I'll say it again today. There are supplement companies that are manufacturers of dietary supplements, and then there are marketing companies that sell dietary supplements. There's a difference. And they might masquerade as a manufacturer of dietary supplements, but they're really not a manufacturer. Country Life is a manufacturer. That has all kinds of different implications for you, the consumer. Tracy, welcome back to the show. In trying to set this up to continue this conversation, I think this is a very important conversation because what's on the label can influence a buying decision for a person, and it could make a difference in whether or not they're buying the right product for themselves, right?
Absolutely. I mean, because the end benefit is to the consumer. You know, this is giving them that security of knowing that there's quality. There's, you know, definitely a specific standard that was followed, whether that's, you know, safety standards or, you know, obviously how the product has been formulated. But as far as, you know, third-party certifications, that's more about adherence to specific national standards or regulations that says, hey, look, we're not just saying this product is gluten-free or certified vegetarian or vegan or organic. Someone else has come along and said, yes, you have followed all the guidelines and rules that we require. And many times this is that above and beyond, because certainly this isn't a requirement by our industry. As you mentioned, you know, FDA labeling, it started back in 1994 when the FDA was required by the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act in 1994 to establish these nutritional labeling requirements. Now, what that is just, you know, typical your supplement facts panel that tell you maybe, you know, how many to take and the things that we'll commonly see on a food label. And again, these are just, as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, information about the product, a label claim. When we get into an actual certification, this is where someone else, this other independent organization, whatever it may be, is going to come in and review how you are manufacturing it. And that's why I really always go back to who Country Life is, because we have that power and ability to say, hey, look, you know, we're taking great care to make sure that we're using wind power, for example, manufacturing supporting wind power, and we're certified gluten-free, as we just discussed. Another prominent feature for Country Life that has been a long-standing feature for us in the industry is having many products available that are vegetarian or vegan.
And, certified. Certified.
Right, certified. Now, what's interesting is I wanted to take this a step further. You know, certainly we've talked for many years about the number of products that Country Life offers in a vegetarian or vegan realm, and 378 different SKUs, or SKUs, I should say, that are vegetarian, and over 200 that are vegan. Now, for people who don't know, vegan would be absent of all animal products, including that of what we're familiar with in a soft gel. Most of the time, that's a gelatin soft gel. And so vegetarian or vegan, there's no federal regulation for the word vegetarian or vegan in the United States. And so it's interesting. The AVA, the American Vegetarian Association, was developed to basically have a guideline, again, a certifying agency, the first in the United States. In fact, the only other one that's in existence is called the Vegan Society out of England. And so this is a third-party verifier, but it's very interesting. I got to speak to the gentleman who actually started this back in 1993, and I said, you know, I want to know what else can I say besides, you know, our product being vegetarian or vegan. He goes, you know, it goes a step further. What is a vegetarian or vegan? You know, normally, obviously, they are not eating animal products or animal byproducts, and they're also very compassionate people. And so not only is the product free of, you know, whatever it may be, depending on if it's vegetarian or vegan, but we also certify that nothing has ever been tested on animals. And in fact, many of the things that are sent to the AVA, about 20 to 30% of those products are actually turned away annually because they've been tested on animals.
So here's my question. So I've seen products that'll say on them vegetarian or vegan, but the word certified isn't used. What should I expect in that product then, relative to it, whether it be vegetarian or vegan, compared to a certified third-party indication that the product is vegetarian or vegan?
So that's your perfect example of a label claim versus a certification, because a label claim is just saying, yes, this is a vegetarian or vegan product. So it would be either free of all animal products or not having any type of animal extract or something that may come from an animal. Lanolin is a good example of that. Vitamin D normally is from fish oils or lanolin. So since the fish was of course, killed to get that fish oil. It wouldn't be either vegetarian or vegan. But lanolin, the form of B3, is derived from sheep's wool. So it's vegetarian because, of course, the sheep wasn't killed for it, but it does come from an animal.
How clever.
There's a difference there.
What is it? What's that? Something in sheep's clothing?
Yes. So there is a little, and because sometimes, you know, we don't understand the difference. It's interesting. I always like to try to find the history behind words.
Boy, but that example that you just gave is classic. It didn't come from the flesh of the sheep, but from the what? It's fur? Wow, what do you call that? We'll be right back.
Looking for a place where you can order all of your vitamins and supplements at a price you can afford? Look no further than VDCUSA.com. VDCUSA.com was founded on the idea of providing customers with the highest quality products at the best online prices and has been a trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry for over 15 years. VDCUSA.com takes pride in giving customers the best selection of vitamins, sports nutrition, anti-aging, and supplements at the best value. VDCUSA.com offers all your favorite national brands like Flex, Vitalogic, Prevagen, Natron Healthy Trinity, Garden of Life, Nordic Naturals, Jaro, and hundreds more. When you shop at VDCUSA.com, you're rewarded with more than just great service. You will also receive additional monthly discounts and free standard shipping across the continental United States. When shopping at VDCUSA.com, not only are you guaranteed high-quality products and great customer service, but the convenience of shopping from the comfort of your own home with the security of shopping with an award-winning business. Visit VDCUSA.com. For the best products at the best prices today.
Natural Factors presents.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray. How would you like to feel more calm, centered, and alert with greater mental focus and clarity? PharmaGABA, a special natural form of the major brain chemical GABA, can help. Our brain can naturally produce GABA, but sometimes we don't produce enough. So taking it as a supplement can give your brain a GABA boost. PharmaGABA is a clinically proven form that is considerably more effective than other forms. PharmaGABA produces favorable changes in brainwave patterns as well as a dramatic reduction in markers of stress, including salivary cortisol levels. PharmaGABA is fast-acting with feelings of calmness and mental focus experienced within 5 minutes of taking PharmaGABA. So, if you want to feel calmer with greater mental clarity and focus and need a fast-acting help to cope with a stressful day, give PharmaGABA a try. I think you'll be glad you did.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Right Way Nutrition, nutrition the right way. Nutrix Hawaii, more nutrition, better health, purely Hawaiian. Vitalogic, vitamins that make sense. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Sheep's fur is called fleece. As Stephen said, her fleece was white as
snow.
Thank you. So, this is interesting. Boy, Tracy Kreider has just made a great point. So, you got a bottle in your hand. You go into a supplement, a vitamin store, health store, and it says vegetarian or it says vegan on it. That's in your right hand. In your left hand is a Country Life bottle of some product, some supplement, and it says certified vegetarian. And the other bottle in that same hand, you got two of them, one says certified vegan. The right hand has the certified, has just vegetarian on the bottle. What's the difference? Very interesting. The one that says vegetarian came, let's say, it came from the sheep. But wait a second. Sheep are animals. How can it be? Well, because you said, Tracy, the product was derived, like vitamin D3, it was derived from the fleece, correct? It wasn't the meat. It was the fleece. correct?
Correct. The animal wasn't killed for it. So another example that...
But it came from an animal.
With. Right. Kind of like eggs. You know, the chicken isn't killed for the egg. So if someone consumes eggs or consumes milk, those two items come from an animal, but the animal wasn't killed for it.
So in Country Life, on the bottle, if it says certified vegan or certified vegan, it has nothing to do with an animal, fleece or otherwise. Right?
Correct. There's nothing that comes from an animal at all. So someone who is a vegan would go so far as to say even honey, you know, comes from bees, obviously, and even though the bee isn't killed for it, they don't consume anything. So some vegans may not even wear leather because it, you know, obviously comes
wow.
from an animal. So when it comes to supplements, though, you know, because there is no guideline, as I mentioned, in terms of a federal regulation, having that third-party verifier for Country Life, and what that means for Country Life is that American Vegetarian Association, the AVA symbol, you'll see it, it's a triangle that's AVA in the middle, and on the outer portion it will say either certified vegetarian or certified vegan. And from its inception of time, back in 1971, many people have followed Country Life because we have a variety of products, much more than most are aware, that are vegetarian and vegan. And we've supported that through new advertising, much like people may have seen with our vegan advertising that say the top five supplements for a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. So we're not just putting the products out there. We're saying, hey, look, we understand that you may be following a vegan or a vegetarian lifestyle. And what are the health implications that are associated with that? Because we have to look at it in a different way, Dr. Garko. Some people aren't doing this because they think, you know, or because they are a vegetarian or vegan or because they have a gluten intolerance. They're doing it because they think it's healthy.
Some people may not have a gluten intolerance. They may not be a vegetarian or a vegan, and they might be under the impression that these different certifications just produce a better quality product. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. So there's the thought process behind it, that this is a cleaner, better-for-you type of product, so it's got to be better. And in some cases, it is. However, for those individuals following a gluten-free lifestyle, that does come with certain setbacks nutritionally. We've talked about that on your show before, following a gluten-free diet and some of the things that are deficient. And same thing with a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle. So while we are supplying these products, we also want to supply and support information that indicates, hey, if you are a vegetarian or vegan, these could be the different nutritional supplements, top five, that are for your lifestyle. So it's very interesting.
Gotcha. Let's take another very popular category. I'm reminded of communication here and how words mean. Organic.
this is a big one.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, there's so much confusion. To a chemist, organic means one thing. To a farmer, it means something else. But nevertheless, organic. That label is that terminology. That term appears on products more so than I've ever seen it before. What's the difference where you have a product, you have a Country Life product that'll say on it USDA organic, or a product that just has the word organic on it?
So there is such confusion over this label. In fact, I have to admit, I have been quizzing people as I do my trainings, much like you have sat in on in the past, as to what not only our retailers, but the consumer both. You would think, obviously, going into a health food store, that the people who work there as well really intimately know what this means. And we're finding that there's just such massive confusion over what this word organic means.
Okay, and when we come we're heading into a hard break here. We come back, we'll have Tracy unpack this. This is really interesting stuff in the sense that if you're making buying decisions, based on the information that you find on the label, it would seem to me you need to be able to decode. You have to know the code in order to read and attribute meaning to the symbols that are being put on that label. Whether those symbols are in words or in some image or figure or whatever. Right? And sometimes there are unscrupulous practices out there. People are putting terms on labels, and they don't, you think they mean one thing, and they mean totally something different that may not be to your benefit.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Toll-free number, call anytime you want. 877-897-8255-877-897-TALK. You walk into a health store or a traditional grocery store for that matter, because now you're finding health, natural food products in traditional grocery stores and even non-natural food products, and meaning, you know, regular grocery store products, all kind of labeling on there. But you pick up and you're buying some supplements. Okay. And even if you're in a health store, and you're seeing things like, well, could anything could be on this label. Organic, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO, GM, you know, whatever. You got to be careful. What kind of symbol, besides the words that are being used, what kind of symbol, look for, you got to train yourself to learn these symbols and what they mean. And Tracy Kreider has done a great job so far. I mean, she always does. And one example she gave was a beautiful example. And I'm reminded of the expression of sheep's and wool, a sheep and wool. What is that expression, Tracy? Sheep's and wool clothing or something like that? Where you explain, where you
Why is it that we, both you and I, always try to recall something?
I know. I know.
And we all are like, we're talking all circles around it. It's kind of funny that we all
people
that.
Know what we mean. And exactly. You gave this example. Let's say we're talking about vitamin D3. But there are two sources, at least that I know of. It can come from fish, or it can come from the fleece of sheep. The sheep fur. So let's say you're a vegetarian. Let's say, though, you're a vegan. And you're a strict vegan. And you don't want anything from to do with a product that was associated with an animal in any way, shape, or form, even if the animal wasn't slaughtered to produce the product. Well, if it came from, if it's lanolin, it came from the fleece. It wasn't the sheep's flesh, but it came from the animal. And if it doesn't say certified vegan from the American Vegetarian Association with their symbol, the triangle, AVA, and it just says vegan, I don't know. I don't know. Did it come from lanolin? What did it, if it came from a fish, it's still an animal. I mean, how do you know? I mean, is it possible to put the label vegan on the bottle and it still comes from an animal source? Trace?
No.
No, not
pop. I thought you were going to finish that. No, so and so just so that you know, the lanolin would be labeled vegetarian. Neither of those examples would be vegan.
Neither one.
Okay. Right, neither one. But we do now have a vegan source of D3 for the first time ever. Now, that was a true oxymoron for many years. In fact, many people questioned us when it first came out. They're like, what? Everybody knew there was no way to get a D3 in a vegan, meaning it's not going to come from fish. It's not going to come from lanolin. Well, where is it going to come from? Traditionally, we knew D3 always came from an animal source. We do have D3. It's called our vegan D3 from lichen.
From who?
Lichen. From who?
Where do lichens live?
So, interesting. Lichen is, normally you'd find them on gravestones and park benches and rocks. It's basically what you would consider moss. It's a very unique, it's grown in a naturally controlled environment. So it's this unique, as they explain it, this algae and fungus type of material that is grown under controlled conditions and oddly enough resembles and has the same chemical structure as this D3 coming from fish and lanolin.
Did you know this, Stephen?
Wow, did we ever go full circle out of the loop, right?
Stephen, did you know about lichens?
The only lichen I know is from a
the movie.
Movie series. Yeah, it's a hybrid of a werewolf and
exactly.
A vampire. That's my experience with lichens.
I was thinking the same thing you were thinking. I knew I could count on you to give me that. Lichens.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, see?
No.
No, we're talking about a different kind of lichens here. That's why people who are listening who are thinking like Stephen saying, wait a minute, there's that movie about lichens. What's she talking about? That's why
and
I was...
I'm very new to whatever it is you guys are talking about.
I know, I know. It's okay. This is good. Man, the things you learn on this show, this is good stuff. So now we have a vegan source of D3 that's not from fish or sheep. It's truly from a plant origin called lichens, which is what? Like an algae, fungus, moss thing, right?
Right. It doesn't sound super attractive if we say, well, where does this come from? Oh, it's like this fungal algae stuff, right? So it's totally not appealing. They're like, oh, give me five bottles. not attractive at all, certainly. But it is really interesting.
This is good.
I know. Isn't that funny? Yeah, give me some of that fungus algae stuff.
This is so important. So for a vegan who is a strict, dedicated, ideologically driven vegan, this becomes important. But organic. Could a product have 10% of the product, the ingredients, be organic? Can they still put that name on the label, organic?
So not USDA organic, they cannot.
Ah.
So that round symbol that you see that's white and green, you see it a lot in produce, mainly a lot of people are familiar with seeing it on different fruits and vegetables. Of course, we see it now in milk and yogurt. And I mean, you're seeing it everywhere. So USDA organic, that is the symbol you are looking for. And you're close at the 10%. But in order to have that symbol on your package of anything, whether that's a supplement or a food, it has to be 95% or higher in USDA organic. Remember, this is all about the backstory, certified organic product. So we're talking about this end product that you hold in your hand, whether it's bread or milk or a supplement.
Cheese, supplement. Whatever.
And those are kind of easy because you think, how many ingredients are actually in there? It kind of seems like it would be pretty easy to get 95% of any of those things.
So when you say 95%, are you saying, when you're talking about percentages, it's percentage of something. 95% of the contents of the product is organic. Is that what that means?
Correct. So when we're thinking about a tablet, a capsule, a soft gel. Is that not also part of the product? So we're talking about everything. Once you open that bottle, whatever is inside that bottle must be the total sum of 95% or higher in order to earn this USDA organic symbol.
So now what's the minimum somebody could have of organic ingredients in a bottle and they could put the label organic on it?
Well, 95% is the minimum for USDA organic.
No, I'm talking... When we come back, I'll have the LTN health question of the day. We'll sort this out even more.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower-quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Natural's fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Many people today are worried about health and seeking effective options, asking, where's my energy? How can I stay healthy? What can I do to feel better? A foundation to health success includes good rest, regular activity, reduced stress, and of course, good nutrition, including vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to support vitality. Daily Extra Multi is an excellent, easy-to-use foundational multivitamin multimineral with antioxidants and vital nutrients to support an active lifestyle. With higher vitamin content, Daily Extra makes a noticeable difference. Formulated specifically for energizing the body and metabolism, and it can be taken alongside any Vitalogic specialty formula. Daily Extra is available in a once-daily vegetarian tablet or easy-to-swallow mini-tablets, both with or without iron. Vitalogic is available nationwide. To locate and learn more, visit VitalogicVitamins.com or call 800-255-0867.
You may have heard about probiotics, those helpful bacteria that are found in yogurt or in dietary supplements. Ongoing research continues to reveal the benefits of probiotics, including supporting healthy digestion. What most people don't know is that probiotics are easily damaged by exposure to stomach acid. Gyrodophilus EPS is a unique, multi-strain, shelf-stable probiotic that features the EnteroGuard technology to solve this problem. Each capsule is sealed in a protective EnteroGuard coating that protects the probiotic organisms as they transit the stomach so that they are intact and ready to act when they reach the intestines. Gyrodophilus EPS now also comes in a higher potency, the new 25 billion per capsule formula. Just like the original Gyrodophilus EPS, it is made up of 8 strains and is shelf stable, so it's easy to take with you on trips when you might need probiotics most. Find all of Gyro Formula's products, including the new Gyrodophilus EPS, at a health food store near you today.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Now Foods. Our products work. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Here's the LTN health question of the day, sponsored by DDCUSA.com. Boy, this labeling business and certification business can be confusing. Typically, you know, I give the answer to the question, but today I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask a question to which I have not given the answer in my conversation with my guest, who is Tracy Kreider today. You could have a product, and the product could say on the label, made with organic. If you see a product that says made with organic, what percent of the product must be certified organic ingredients, excluding the salt and the water? The question is, if you have a product that says made with organic, what at least what percent of the product must be certified organic ingredients? 50%? At least 50% of the product must be certified organic ingredients? 60%? Or 70% of the product must be certified organic ingredients? If you see a product that says made with organic, what percent of the product must be certified organic ingredients? At least 50%, 60%, or 70%? 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. That label would be different from USDA organic. And Tracy, you said it must have at least 95% of the, to get that label, USDA organic with the round symbol, the green and white symbol, with the words, symbols USDA on top, organic on the bottom. You must have at least 95% of the product must be organic, right?
That is right. 95% or more. And Country Life is the only brand to contain organic fermented whole foods that can actually state the number of servings of fruits and vegetables.
Wow. You see that? So, see the difference for the listener. You see this difference. That, and as I keep saying, Country Life is a manufacturer of dietary supplements. That's the difference between a manufacturer and a marketing company that is a supplement company. Big difference, right, Tracy? Big difference.
It really is. And one quick note that I think many listeners forget. When you see that USDA organic symbol, it automatically means non-GMO.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, that's good.
Remember, you know, you see non-GMO project out there, but that doesn't mean organic. USDA organic, the organic farmers cannot use or plant GMO seeds, period. So there's no need to look for the dual certification. Just USDA organic automatically equals non-GMO. That is the highest certification that you can get when we're talking about the organic standards for growing food.
So do you have, does the FDA come to your facility to check you all out for this or what?
What's very interesting, we have a USDA organic facility, and we have to actually adhere to many different things I wasn't even aware of, from different cleaning solutions, what people are wearing in terms of their uniforms. We have specific rooms for how we handle and utilize this material.
Wow.
And then we also had to have trained staff on how to deal and follow the USDA guidelines. So it took a long time for our facility to be USDA organic certified.
So when these USDA agents show up at your facility, they mean business, right?
They really do. And actually, a couple months ago, the GFCO, that's the certifying agency for gluten-free, they were in to do their annual inspection as well.
Hmm. Let's go to Tampa, Florida. It's not bad there in Tampa, Florida. It's still in the middle of summer, though, even though summer is almost over. Carol, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to have you on. Do you get confused with the labeling these days or no? Is it just me?
No, I get confused.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to confuse me, by the way, but that's okay. So if you have a product and it says on the label, made with organic, that's different from USDA organic certified. That's a different label. Now we're talking about made with organic. What percent of the product, at least what percent of the product must be certified organic? 50%, 60%, or 70%?
70%.
That's true.
Yes.
That's the right answer. And
okay.
I'm at a government site I'm at a USDA site right now. That's from where I got the question. So I know the answer is right. Congratulations. You won a $25 supplement gift card. When you go shopping to buy supplements, do you look at the labels and make decisions based on what you see on that label in terms of the labeling and or certification information?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do. And I was really confused about the non-GMO, and now I'm glad she just told us that it is non-GMO if it is government stamped.
Right. If it says US, that green, that circle, It's white on the top, green on the bottom. On the top it says, of the circle, inside the circle says USDA. And then in the green part, it's cut in half, it says organic. That implies that it is non-GMO. So you get both in with one certification. That's good to know.
I had a question about corn, though, please. Are there anywhere to get corn that's not, you know, that's GMO, not been modified?
What do you think, Tracy?
Corn.
So there is, but you have to buy it organically. So corn, if it doesn't have the USDA organic symbol on it, unfortunately, it is 90% of the time it's going to be genetically modified, and that's what's concerning, obviously, to many. Right now, they're really for your safety. The high-risk crops are alfalfa, corn, papaya, soy, zucchini, sugar beets. So when you say when you see sugar on a product, if it doesn't specifically say organic or organic cane juice or something to that effect, it's usually from sugar beets. Of course, that's the least expensive.
So in the grocery department, all those crops that you just mentioned, those plants, if they don't have some sort of USDA organic label on that label on it, then you can assume that it's pretty much a GMO derived product, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so you have a reference. You can always go to the USDA organic site. That's going to be the after it. Don't get caught up in a lot of the other stuff that's out there. You want it straight from the USDA. You can also go to the OTA, the Organic Trade Association. But USDA and the Organic Trade Association is going to let you know no herbicides, pesticides, insecticides. They can never use any GMO.
That is
the highlight.
And that's why you can have confidence in Country Life Supplements and their products. They do terrific. Tracy, great show. Thank you so much. Get Country Life products. Why? Because your health is your wealth.
If you're wary of the dairy and you don't enjoy the soy, there's a solution created especially for you. Vega's Whole Food Health Optimizer is made exclusively from natural plant-based superfoods. Combining whole food goodness with fast food convenience, it encourages healthy weight loss by improving metabolism, increasing the feeling of fullness, and controlling blood sugar levels. Packed with complete protein, fiber, omega-3s, antioxidants, probiotics, and vitamins. Vega is a breeze to prepare. Just add water, shake it up, or edit your favorite smoothie, and you've got an easy-to-digest alkaline-forming beverage. Best of all, Vega is clean and green and contains no common allergens like corn, dairy, soy, or gluten, and, of course, nothing artificial. Vega Whole Food Health Optimizer is available in vanilla chai, berry, chocolate, or natural flavors at your favorite natural food store.
Still looking for your fountain of youth? It's Zennia. Look no further than the beauty aisle of your favorite health and nutrition store. Zennia is the newest product from Form Essentials, the brand that brought you Solace. So you know it's filled with the highest quality ingredients. Many cosmetic products only treat topically, while Zennia addresses aging and hair loss from within. Formulated to support the growth of radiant hair, skin, and nails, Zennia is sure to help you turn back the hands of time and assist you in aging gracefully. Zennia provides a spectrum of key vitamins and other evidence-based natural ingredients such as alpha lipoic acid, biotin, collagen, and elastin peptides, all combined in one capsule for your convenience. By promoting beauty from the inside out, you are strengthening your cells and creating a lasting enhancement to your natural beauty. Zennia fits into your daily routine and can be taken to boost your current cosmetic products. Available now at leading health and nutrition stores. Ask for Zennia by name. Start taking Zennia hair, skin, and nails today and get ready to look amazing.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.